Well, hello, everybody. It's Phil Hendry, and today we're going to have the Margaret Gray Players. I just want you to know we're having the Margaret Gray Players today. What does that mean? It means, as you well know, Margaret and the gang, myself included, will assume the roles and parts of other people in the show. It's a very, very popular thing that we do from time to time. It was requested on Friday during our two-hour chat that we did with our BSP, so we'd like you to join us today for the Margaret Gray Players. And I realize, Margaret, I don't...
Well, you've got to have...
Hooray for Hollywood.
Yes, Hooray for Hollywood is the...
Yeah, get that up, Mr. Henry.
I'll get it up.
Yeah, there you go. You're going to have to get it up.
All right. I will get up our Margaret Gray Players, our theme for today's show, and then we'll be ready to rock and roll, man. Here we go, the Margaret Gray Players. Welcome to the Margaret Gray Players here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show podcast, starring Margaret Gray as Phil Hendry, Phil Hendry as Robert Leonard, General Galen Shaw as Bud Dickman, Bud Dickman as Margaret Gray, Robert Leonard as General Galen Shaw, and special guest for today as Bob Bakian, Mavis Leonard. Now, ladies and gentlemen, here then is Margaret Gray.
Oh, thank you, and welcome to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. I'm Margaret Gray. No, I'll turn the music up. I love this. All right, turn it down. It's garbage. I hate it. It's a swill. Oh, no, wait, I love it.
Well, Margaret, you know, you're always doing that. That is so disingenuous of you.
Oh, Phil. You know that I have every right in the world.
Hey, Margaret, are you... You need to take bowel movement or something? Go get the butt wipe.
How dare you? I had to smack you in the face.
Ow.
Look, is this... Do I got to put up with this? First thing in the morning, I get out of bed, I come down here, and all I want to do is sit down, have myself a cup of coffee, relax, and I got to listen to you jive, Turk, God.
Yeah, well, it's going to be okay, General. Don't worry about it.
Thank you very much, Robert. That's great. Now, who's going to get me my coffee? Who's getting my coffee?
Yes, General Shaw, go get the coffee now. You know.
Well, now, Bud, make sure you make the coffee properly, because as you know, I like my coffee grounds free, and last week, there was big coffee beans in it.
How do you talk about big coffee bean? Ain't that the way it's supposed to be?
No, you're supposed to grind it up, for God's sake.
Oh, Bud, you're just an idiot. That's all you are.
All right, calm down. Welcome, everyone, here to the Phil Hendry Show. Excuse me, I had a bit of a nasal condition this past weekend.
What do you mean, nasal condition? You mean like that?
Well, here, this is what we mean by nasal condition.
Oh,
yes, so quit being so impertinent, you idiot.
Damn, man, are you people going to start playing paddle the putt here or not, man? We got to get this show going.
And the show is going, General. Just calm down, for God's sake. What I wanted to say to you was, this weekend, you can hear a little bit of it, I had a sinus infection, and so it got down into my throat. Oh, well, what's the point? You don't care.
Of course we do, Phil. Now don't get all sensitive.
Yeah, Mr. Hendry, you're all getting sensitive and stuff.
Well, Mr. Hendry, Mr. Hendry, I feel bad for you, okay?
Well, thank you very much, Robert. That's very nice of you.
Yeah, I feel bad for you. And it must be... Is it okay?
Oh, look who's on TV. There's the Sklar brothers. They're on TV right now. And this is... Goodness gracious, what is this?
That's the Sklar brothers. You was on their show, wasn't you, Mr. Hendry?
Yes, I was. After further review... Oh, it's a new sports show on the NFL Network. And... Oh.
Oh, you should say to everyone, Phil, what was it like being on with Sklar Brothers?
Well, they're very nice guys, and I was on their podcast a couple of times. And look at them on television and all that. Isn't that exciting?
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, Hendry. Maybe you ought to play your cards right, Hendry. And you be on TV, too.
Mr. Hendry doesn't have to play cards right. He's doing fine the way he is.
Well, I would like to be on television someday, but I don't know that that's necessarily what I want to do.
Oh, sure, Phil. Right. Oh, that's ridiculous, you know.
Why do you laugh at me, Margaret? That's not very nice.
Oh, because everyone knows, Phil. Everyone wants to be on television. You'd... Oh, boy.
Yeah, you'd probably bend over and spread the cheeks wide. Yeah, be on TV. A lot of people do that. I don't mean necessarily you, Phil. You know?
That's a very insulting thing to say, General. I don't like that at all.
Yeah, you know, General, you're right. He'd probably bend over and spread it, get the cheeks spread wide. Probably pull at the cheeks and everything. Ow!
Shut your mouth, you filthy-minded, filthy animal.
All right, let's quit screwing around. And I tell you what we should do right now before we get into anything else. I think it's very important that we bring on Bob Bacon. Now, hold on for a minute. Bob Bacon will have the traffic. Now, I want you to all just listen very carefully to Bob because he's been feeling very badly lately that everyone is sort of making fun of him and not... Oh, here we go now. It's Bob Bacon with the traffic. Bob?
Thank you very much, Phil. My name's Bob Bacon, traffic. I go down here, go downtown, little gone, little man gonna biddle that. I got the biddle bone down and the home phone down, bone. Now over here on the Parkside Wayside, going on the Pacific Coast Highway, I look at a guy with child approach, got to run down there, and he's got a finger up his butt. I'm Bob Bacon of traffic.
Nothing fancy, no cosmetics. They got a chance to win it here tonight at Dykeman Courts. He throws it in. He's
and this one is, oh, this is layup. Yeah, we've heard this one before, haven't we?
Wave my neck. Well, I don't know, Phil. This is all that hoppity hip.
Mr. Had a GT. Yeah, Mr. Henry, this is Andy Mineo.
Oh, Andy Mineo,
Oh, my goodness, that reminds me of Sal Mineo. Do you remember Sal Mineo?
Yes, I remember Sal Mineo. He's a great actor. He met a very, very tragic end.
Oh, that poor Sal Mineo kid. Yeah, that's terrible what happened to that young man. God damn it, I didn't go off and fight in Vietnam and almost die in Vietnam, so a fine young actor like Sal Mineo meet his end like that.
What are you talking about? What about Sal Mineo? What is that, anyway?
Don't you dare be disrespectful.
Yeah, Sal Mineo was an actor, and he was great. So just watch out.
Hey, what do you mean, watch out? What, you watch out, okay? Now tell me, you can't talk to a white man like that.
Hey, why, you dirty...
Oh!
All right, now stop it. Stop it now, or I'll kick all of you out of the studio, and that will be the end of it. You're all fired.
Oh, Phil, you're not going to fire me. You need me.
No, I don't need you, Margaret, that's for sure.
Oh, my God, I feel so hurt by all of that.
Come on, Margaret. Quit screwing around. Pissing me off, you know?
Oh, don't talk to me like that, General.
All right, okay, I won't talk to you like that, but damn. You know, I just want to see what the hell are we doing on show today, Phil? Come on. Let's get this thing rolling.
All right, General, all right. Fine. We have Ted Bell, and Ted had to do some of my dirty work this weekend as he spoke to a troll... that was bothering me, and so Ted dealt with that. And then we have Don Mixa, who's going to be doing summer counseling.
Holy Jesus! Don Mixa going to do summer counseling. That means only one thing. It's going to be more one-on-one with Don Mixa.
Oh, my God! One-on-one with Don Mixa? That could be deadly.
Yeah, boy, you imagine Don Mixa get his breath? God damn!
Yeah, Mr. Henry. God, Don Mixa's breath will a permanent... Take the paint right off the wall.
Well, I think we should really be kind about it and not be so cruel and make fun of Don Mixa. So I don't want that to happen. So we'll be back with Don Mixa in just a moment here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. I'm Phil Henry.
That's easy fuck.
Yeah, my name's Bud Dickman, too. And listen, you can get a backstage pass to the Phil Henry Show.
Yeah, thank you, Bud. I'm Margaret Gray. Please get a backstage pass to the Phil Henry Show. You'll just think it's wonderful. And, Robert, what do you think about that?
Don't even know.
Yeah, backstage pass to the Phil Henry Show? That's the best. You get that, and you get 20,000 hours of audio. Yes.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what you do. What you suckers should do out there. There's a General Galen Shaw at your service. You got a backstage pass, and when you have that backstage pass, friend, nobody's going to lay a glove on you.
So don't forget to get the backstage pass at the world-famous Phil Henry Show website. I'm Phil Henry.
And I'm Margaret Gray. Now back to our show. Grace, I think I love you.
Hey, Bud, what's the name of this song anyway?
I think it's Tyler the Creator, Sage the Gemini. That's what I think it is.
Oh, it's very, very inventive. It certainly is very inventive. All right, so without further ado, I think it's time to bring on our very close personal friend, a man that we've all loved and admired down through the years, Ted Bell, and Ted's of Beverly Hills. And Ted will tell the story of doing battle on behalf of me.
Ted? Of Beverly Hills. Bell here. Yeah, sure, I'll bite, I'll play. Hey, everybody, come on down to Tens of Beverly Hills. We got that thinly sliced tri-tip. I was gonna say, that tri-tip that we've got, it's enough to break a mother's heart. God, it's good. Oh, God, it's good. That's right.
Well, I'll tell you, Ted, I had some of that tri-tip, and it is delicious. Congratulations on such a marvelous tri-tip that you have.
Well, thank you very much, Margaret. Phil, and hello, everybody. I know that this is the Margaret Gray Players.
Yeah, you butchered it up, pal.
Dickman, that's it. Dickman, don't talk to me like I'm garbage. Don't talk to me like I'm garbage, okay? You don't get to do that.
Well, you butchered it up, and you called Phil Margaret. That's an insult.
Oh, I'm sure that he didn't mean to do that. How are you doing, Ted?
Great, Margaret. Just fantastic. We're down here now. You wanted to talk about that situation this weekend with that troll, right, Phil?
Yes, I want to talk about the man that was trolling my account, talking in a very disparaging way about black people. What do you think of that, Robert?
I don't think it's right at all. Somebody ought to kick his ass, you know?
Well, Robert, you know, we don't want to get violent or anything, but what happened was this. Apparently, Phil's account was being trolled by this guy, so Phil told the guy that he thought he was a racist scumbag, and then Phil found out who the guy was. Well, the guy blocked Phil, so guess who Phil got to go over there and start talking to this guy and posting all kinds of racist stuff? He used my account.
Well, you know something, Ted? You said that you would, and the guy had blocked me. And so I think you did God's work. I really, really do.
Oh, I think, Ted, that's wonderful if you did. I'm a liberal, as you know, and I just love it when you do all the liberal stuff.
Yeah, Ted, thanks a lot. You know, I don't speak on behalf of all black people, but...
I'm General Shaw. You're Bud Dickman.
Yeah, Bud Dickman, I'm an idiot.
Yeah, let me tell you something. I didn't fight and die. Well, I didn't die, but I would have died. But a lot of other guys fought and died for this country on Memorial Weekend, and all of a sudden some racist sucker is you know, trolling you? That's wrong. I'm General Galen Shaw. Come at me.
Well, General, I'm sure we all agree with that point of view. And so, Ted, I want to thank you very much for that.
Well, it's all right, Phil. You know, it's all in a day's work. And what I told the guy was basically this. I went and I looked at all these racist comments this guy made, so I posted them up there. I will tell you that it did take me away from the preparation of our thinly sliced tri-tip. Hey, by the way, Phil, there are the Sklar Brothers.
Yes, I know the Sklar Brothers.
They're on a show called Further Review. It's on the NFL Network. It's badass.
Yeah, I like to watch that show. Hell, I'd rather watch that show and be on this show. You know what I'm saying?
Ha, 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 ha. Yeah, I know what you're telling me.
Oh, that's the worst thing to say in the world. So, Phil, what else do we have to say to Ted?
Well, just a thank you, Ted, for that. And I'm sorry that we took you away from the thin... What is it? Thinly sliced what?
It's the thinly sliced tri-tip, okay? I'm known for it. Ted Bell, I'm known for my thinly sliced tri-tip. And I'll tell you something. Once the thinly sliced tri-tip... is mixed, and if not mixed, but once the thinly sliced, I'm not even sure what we do with the tri-tip. What do you do with it, Charlie?
You barbecue.
Once it's barbecue, that's it. And then we put that barbecue sauce on it. Oh, God. Oh! It's wonderful, I tell you that.
Hey, what are you doing, Bell? You sound like some kind of freak, man, like you having an orgasm over your tri-tip. Are you crazy or something, man? I wouldn't go near that stuff.
All right, come on, General. It's General Shaw, right?
Damn, General Shaw.
Oh, sorry, General Shaw. I'm trying to sell the product, you know.
Try to sell the product? Are you crazy or something? That's not going to sell a product. People are going to think you went tinkle on it.
Oh, Bud, you're a jive turkey. I'm going to hit you out. You.
Ow.
Hey, cut it out. Bud, you idiot. Go tinkle on it. You must be an idiot or something.
I'm not you're the idiot. But the way that Mr. Bell talk about it...
Let me tell you something, Dickman. I'm not talking about it in any way, shape, or form other than the fact that I love it, and I love it dearly. And if I happen to sound like I have a strong emotional feelings about my tri-tip, well, friend, okay. That's just the way it's going to be.
Well, all right. But, Ted, again, many, many thanks to you for this. I can't say enough. I can't do enough. I can't think enough. I can't be enough. I can't...
Well, you got that... Okay, Phil, enough already. You're caught in some kind of a weird loop. Oh, wait a minute, I'm sorry.
Oh, that's me, right?
Yes, you.
Oh, hey, come on, Phil. You're caught in some kind of a weird loop, you know?
Yeah, you're caught in a loop, Mr. Henry.
All right, you know, you calm down.
Yeah, who was that anyway?
Nothing. So, Robert, Well, thank you very much, Robert. Do you have anything to say?
Me? Oh, yeah, yeah. Thanks a lot, sir. Thank you, Mr. Bell.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Mr. Bell. And now it's time for us to... Oh, I guess we better... hey, bud, you're in charge of it.
I'm in charge of what? What are you talking about?
You're in charge of getting the Ted Bell jingle up, you jive, you moron.
Oh, here it is, okay.
Well, you guys suck, man.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse, come on down.
Yeah, all right, come on down to Ted's of Beverly Hills. Thanks so much, Phil, for having me on your show. What a treat.
Well, I'm sorry it didn't go the way you wanted it to.
Here yeah. At Ted's, we want to put our meat in your mouth.
All right, let's take a break here, and we're going to be back here with Don Mixa. Don Mixa, and Don Mixa is going to talk to us about counseling students for the summer months. I'm Phil Hendry.
Yeah, and I'm General Galen Shaw. Come at me, man.
You butchered it up. You don't even know who you are, Robert. But I know who I am.
Why don't you shut up? General.
I'm Bud Dickman.
Good, I'm Margaret Gray, and I'm the only one here who really knows what's going on. We'll be right back on the Phil Hendry Show.
I know I'm Phil Hendry, Robert. Don't you know that?
Yeah, I do. You're Phil Hendry.
Jesus.
Well, you guys are all in a heap, man.
Well, everyone, this is Phil Hendry reminding you to get a backstage pass, all you cats, to our website. PhilHendryShow.com. Now, once you do that, go over to the Real Bud Dickman channel and watch our videos and get a subscription. Right, Bud?
Yeah, go over to the Phil Hendry Real Bud Dickman channel and get a subscription. It's the best.
Oh, man, Dickman, you are so stupid, man. Get a subscription. It's called a subscription. A sub, like a submarine, like in the Navy, right?
You don't know nothing about Navy. You was in the Army.
That doesn't make any difference, man. I can know about the Navy and be in the Army. Goddamn, Dickman, if you had been in my unit, you know, I wouldn't even have used you on point, man. I would have used you for bait.
Oh, wow, that's terrible. Then I would have got it all shot up, and I would never come back to America.
That's the general idea.
Oh, boys, why don't you just be quiet for a minute and allow Phil to continue. Continue, Phil.
Thank you very much, Margaret. So go to the Real Bud Dickman channel there on YouTube and YouTube it up. And watch all of our great videos. And get a subscription to the Real Bud Dickman YouTube channel. Well, I am here to tell you... Hi, everybody. I'm Phil Hendry. And welcome to the Phil Hendry Show. That was a very interesting... Thank you again, Ted Bell, for your help. And also, Bob Bacon is going to do another traffic report because the traffic is a little bit thick here in certain areas. You know, General?
Yeah, I'll say that it's very thick in certain areas. It's getting thicker all the time.
Yeah, thick. You gotta shovel your way out of it around here.
All right, all of the double entendre notwithstanding.
Oh, Phil, it's not called double entendre. It's called double entendre. Get Frank on the phone.
Oh, Margaret.
I insist that you get Frank on the phone now.
All right, Bud, do it.
Yeah, okay, I'll call up Mr. Gray. Gosh darn it. You know, it's really bad when you force us to do that.
I don't care. I want my husband on the phone. I have to talk to him about how Mr. Hendry is mistreating me and being mean and cruel and, you know, all of those general kinds of things, huh?
Hey, what do you mean, general kinds of things? I'm a general. You don't use my... Don't take my name in vain.
I'm not taking your name in vain. Who do you think you are? God or something?
All right, all right. Do we have Frank Gray on the phone or do we not? Hello, Frank. This is Phil Hendry.
Yeah, Phil, how are you doing?
I'm good, Frank. How are you?
I'm better than Custer. Is this the... Well, never mind. I think I know what's going on. Hold on for a minute. It's your shit, girly.
Oh, Frank, are you out on the golf course again?
Yeah, where's my wife?
I'm right here, Frank, darling. How are you?
Oh, you're doing that bullshit.
Frank, please watch your language. We are on the air.
Yeah, but you do... All right, forget it. Go ahead, curly head. I gotta talk to this guy. Well, she's pretending to be my wife, yeah. Hit the ball, will you, Curly? What a pussy. God damn, that's a great shot. All right, so what do you want, Phil, Margaret, whoever?
Well, let me ask you something, Frank. This is Phil Henry. How was that shot there by Curly?
Well, wouldn't you like that? He just hit it right straight down the goddamn fairway. Oh, man, that's a beautiful... Still rolling, huh? Still rolling. Still rolling. Still rolling. All right, Curly. Still rolling. That's 380 yards if it's a goddamn foot. Woo! Shit. That sucker, he's going to be on a par five. He's going to... He'll be on a par five and two.
Well, your wife wants to talk to you, Frank.
Yeah, go ahead, my wife.
Frank, this is Margaret.
Yeah, Margaret.
Frank, they're yelling at me and being crude to me and saying vulgar things. I want you to talk to Phil and everyone.
All right, look, everyone. Hold on, I got a hit. I got a hit. You know what my prop was last week?
Frank, if you don't want to be on the air with us, just go ahead with your golf game.
You're the one bothering me, okay? So hold on for just a goddamn minute. You know what was wrong last night? I got rid of those metal heads. Fuck those. Watch this. Watch this. Step back. Bobby Jones the third is about to hit. God. Why don't you shut up, Eddie? Another hook. What's over there, huh? How many metal institutions do they have in this?
Did you hooked it again, Frank?
Yeah, I did. I hit it there. The guys are saying now I hooked it right into a mental institution. God damn it.
Guess it ain't the metal woods.
No, I guess it ain't the metal woods, you know?
Well, Frank, I don't know a whole lot about golf, but anyway, Margaret just wanted you to know that she felt she was being mistreated. But we're not mistreating her, Frank, I can tell you that.
Yeah, okay, Phil. Thanks a lot. Margaret?
Yes, Frank?
Just shut your hole, okay?
Oh, Frank, when you get home, I'm gonna beat your testicles raw.
What a crude creep.
Margaret, that was uncalled for.
I don't care. Frank needs to know who's boss.
Yeah, they've got to learn who's boss out there, Frank. Frank Gray is not the boss, Frank. Ow!
Hey, man, why don't you shut up, Dickman? I'll tell you now, I'll kick your ass. Oh, baby. There wouldn't be anything I love more than to beat your ass bloody. You know what I'm saying about that? You know what I'm saying, right?
Yes, I do. I understand, sir. Sorry.
All right, this is the Phil Henry Show. Coming up next, we have Don Mixa, who's going to talk with us about counseling students during the summer months. And all of you students out there that need counseling, well, Don Mixa is available. And as you know, Don's a great engineering professor. He's going to be one-on-one, up close and personal, and I think I know what that means.
Oh, man, are you kidding me? Everybody knows Mixa's got breath on him that is foul and fetid. Now he's going to be one-on-one, up close and personal with the students all summer? Shit!
Yeah, bye. If I was one of Don Mixa's students, I think I'd commit kill myself.
What do you mean, commit kill yourself? Oh, God, are you dumb? God! Oh, God!
Oh, please, Margaret, quit being so dramatic.
I'm not.
This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show. I'm Phil Henry. I'll be right back here with more in just a moment.
Hi, woman. My name is Bob Bacon. And I love to go down Phil Henry. I won't get my... do that to a pound. For the Trump chain man to come food lab. And thankful, go on down to the souvenir shop. Get yourself a souvenir from the Phil Henry Show. Got to pump down the pie way. Going down your pie way.
Hey, what Bob Bacon talking about somebody's pie way? That is crude and rude. I'll tell you right now, I'm a little bit more of a gentleman than that. Damn, how'd she get away with that?
Man, that Bob Bacon gets away with murder all the time. Ha 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 ha. Highway. Ha, 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 ha.
Oh, shut up before I kick your ass out.
Oh, please, don't fight now. We're going to bring on Don Mixa now in just a second here, since we get Don on the line. And, listen to that Slayer.
Oh, Slayer, you love this heavy metal. I don't understand it.
I think, Margaret, you would really like heavy metal if you would just sit and listen to it.
Heaving metal, is it called? What is it?
Yeah, they ought to call it heaving metal, because every time you hear it, you heave up.
Yeah, sure. I bet you live on that stuff, Dickman. That's your whole trip. You live on that stuff, man.
Yeah, maybe I do, General. I don't try to tell you not to listen to no Benny Goodman.
I don't listen to Benny Goodman, you dumbass man. I listen to Kenny Rogers and the Third Degree, or whatever the hell he called, you know.
It's Kenny Rogers and the First Edition.
Oh, my goodness, would Kenny Rogers name himself after the New York Times?
God, you know something, Margaret? You're not all that funny, you know that?
Well, Bud, I can assure you, don't ever talk to me in such an impertinent way.
Ow, my nose.
I hit you in the mouth.
Oh, you don't have to say where you hit him. Well, at the University of Washington is Don Mixa. Don is a longtime friend of this show. We just think the world of Don, and here he is with us. Don, a very pleasant good morning here on The Phil Hendry Show.
Well, thank you very much, Margaret. It's always a pleasure to be with you, and I can't thank you enough, and I thank all of the guys that are there.
Well, Don, I know that the school year is about to come to a close. And of course, there are students that go year-round, but I know that most of your workload, if I may say such...
Workload. God, I'm sure.
Why don't you shut up? We have a guest on the line.
Well, that's all right. I certainly understand Bud's titillation at the term workload, because I can tell you, and I say this with a great deal of respect and a great deal of... I would say I try to be as prudent as I can, non-prurient, but I do have a workload that extends beyond the classroom for whatever reason. I have no idea, but I am popular with a lot of young ladies. Some of them have made comment, and I think this is if we may get to the meat of the matter here. Some of them have made comment recently that they find my breath to be foul, and I told them, well, you know, the Hendry Show had been mentioning something about that. And
well, certainly it wasn't just the Hendry Show, Don. There were others.
Yeah. Come on, Mixa. You know for a fact that other people besides the girls you date were telling you that your breath could knock a buzzard off a shit wagon, right?
Well,
can we watch our language?
It's perfectly fine. I understand that the general is here to try and insult me. You can't insult me, General. Okay.
Well, I don't think the general's trying to insult you, but there is general. Could be a more kind way of saying it. But there is a problem.
Yeah, you know, that is true, Mr. Mixa. There is a problem.
It's Robert, right?
Yeah, I'm Robert.
Okay, Robert. Look, first of all, it's Professor Mixa.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, and second of all, what you call bad breath, what it was, I'll tell you what the problem with my breath was, okay? First of all, I enjoy, and I just heard a commercial here for Tri-Tip, I enjoy a good ribeye steak, and I eat at least 3 ribeyes a week. I think it's a delicious steak. It's red meat. It's healthy. But one of the things about red meat that I think happens, especially ribeye, it's very stiff. It's got that stringy fat in it. You get a lot of meat wedged between your teeth. Now, I don't believe in dental floss.
God damn! Are you kidding me, Mixa? You gotta have dental floss. You're gonna have meat.
Hey, whoa. Hold on for just a minute, okay?
Yeah, but you've got to have dental floss.
Wait just a minute, will you, General?
General Chazo is right. You don't flush, the meat's gonna gosh, Jesus.
Hey, wait, hold on. Yes, the meat putrefies between your teeth, but I don't use dental floss, and I'll tell you why I don't use dental floss. That dental floss cuts into your gums and causes profound bleeding. You can bleed for literally hours from the mouth from that dental floss.
Well, General, why don't you find some dental floss, like wax dental floss, that isn't so hard on the gums?
It's all hard on the gums, Robert. You know.
Well, yes, I know, but everyone knows you have to floss.
No, not everyone knows that. I've talked to people. I won't floss. Look, I brush my teeth regularly. When the meat putrefies, then it rots and slides out from between your teeth, and you just brush it away. So it's not anything that's that is going to cause any great damage.
Well, Don, look, that meat sits there between the teeth and can cause decay.
No, it's not there that long. Now, here's the thing. Yes, and I rinse my mouth every day to make sure to try to get the dead meat out from between my teeth. And yes, I know it's putrefying and begins to stink. It goes from there's an odor to a stink because there's 3 levels. You don't think I know about bad breath. I've studied bad breath, all right?
Wait. You studied bad breath and you still have bad breath. Man, oh, man, that is ridiculous. If you've studied bad breath, then why can't you do something about bad breath?
General, look, what I...
Yeah, the General's right. You got to do something about it because the meat's stuck there.
The meat's stuck there.
Well, hey, look, why don't you be careful how you say that?
Yes, you're saying the meat's stuck there. The meat's stuck where?
Wouldn't you like to know? Ha ha.
All right, would you stop, please?
Oh, my God, I'm going to kick your ass for saying that.
Stop it. Go ahead, Don. I'm very sorry.
Well, I mean, the meat... between my teeth is stuck there. And so I rinse and rinse and rinse until finally it's wedged loose because it's rotted and putrefied. But when you have bad breath, it goes from breath odor to breath stink, and then it goes to breath stench, and then finally it registers if you were to use, for instance, a cadaver-sniffing dog. Now,
oh, my God.
Are you kidding me or something?
Wait. Hold on for just a minute, okay? Hold on for just a minute. The cadaver-sniffing dog is going to be tricked, okay? It can be tricked. If you open your mouth and all of a sudden a squad car pulls to a stop and a cadaver-sniffing dog jumps out and runs to you and starts barking, yes, the animal has hit on a mistaken, it's not a dead body, it's just your breath. Now, that's serious. That has never happened to me. Never. And I want that to be made clear.
Are you kidding me or something? Boy, it probably will happen to you, Mr. Mixa, the way your mouth stinks.
I said it's Professor Mixa.
Well, we're talking here with Professor Don Mixa, who has just gotten done telling us that the three levels of bad breath are odor, stink, and then a cadaver-sniffing dog alerts on your breath. The squad car pulls up in front of your house, and the next thing you know, you have the police to contend with. I think that's dangerous. Very dangerous.
Man, you better believe that's dangerous. To think that our police have got to fool around with your breath. They're looking for dead bodies, man, not trying to help you out on a Friday night date.
I'm not asking them, General, to help me out with a Friday night date. They've never had to help me out with it because it's never happened to me.
Well, I mean, let's ask you something, Don. Let's be very candid. Do you know anyone it's happened to?
I know one other guy that it happened to. Yeah, it happened to a very, very close personal friend of mine, Wedgie Smith. And this was back when we were in college. And Wedgie and I had spent the weekend drinking. And we've been drinking Coca-Cola. We've been drinking beer and whiskey. We've been smoking a lot of cigars. Okay. We'd been eating blue cheese sandwiches. We had gorgonzola steak. We had steak that was stuffed with gorgonzola cheese and blue cheese sandwiches, and we hadn't even come close to a toothbrush. We didn't even think of a toothbrush. We were having so much fun. And on top of that, we were snorting cocaine and smoking weed. I think by the end of the weekend, the stench coming out of my mouth, and I left. But later on that day, I heard that Wedgie had been dropped by some county sheriff, a cadaver-sniffing dog, hit on his mouth and just sat right there as Wedgie laid there with his mouth open, and the cops came in and said, "What's your story?" He said, "I've been eating gorgonzola steak, Jesus H. Christ." That was his. And they said, "Well, the dog thinks you got a dead body in there." And Wedgie says, "Okay, you think I'm a cannibal?" And they go, "Maybe." So that was a few weeks we had to work that one out.
Are you kidding me?
And that's the stupidest. No. Fine, I'll do it.
Didn't do it.
That's the stupidest thing I ever heard.
Yeah, I've never heard of anything so stupid in my life.
Well, and you can talk to the cops about it, because that's what happened. And I'm not bullshitting you at all. I'm telling you true. That's exactly what happened.
My God, that is rank breath, you have to admit.
Yes, but I have to tell you again, it wasn't my breath. It wasn't my breath.
God, what a bunch of God, man, if a guy had breath like that, I'd beat his ass just for kicks.
Yeah, I have to agree with you, Dickman. This is General Galen Shaw saying, "You come into my home with breath like that, buddy, I'd open up a fire hose on you. I'd open up a fire extinguisher on your ass."
Oh, my goodness gracious. You. This is why it's very important to brush regularly after every meal.
Okay, that's a fallacy, you know?
Why do you think that's a fallacy, Professor Mixa? That's very important.
Oh, bullshit. I mean, I have...
Look, Professor Mixa, I've seen your teeth. They are brown bordering on green, especially along the gum line. Some of the teeth look like they're loose in your mouth. You've got gum bleeding.
My teeth are fine. No, I do not have gum bleeding. The only bleeding I have is when I use the dental floss. My teeth, that's staining from nicotine. That's nothing more than staining.
I'm sorry. I'm supposed to be...
Would you guys remember your...
Okay, me. I'll do it. Professor Mixa, your teeth are brown.
Yeah, your teeth are brown.
Hey, wait a minute. If you have brown teeth because you're smoking so many cigars, that's bad, man. That'll give you gum rot.
No, it doesn't give you gum rot. I mean, it...
Yes, but I told you your teeth are green along the gum line.
Yes, they're green along the gum line. That's the only thing that's wrong. My teeth are green along the gum line. Otherwise, the brown and the yellow
are all just part of normal enamel wear and nicotine staining, and there's some, just a little bit, but there is some, you know, vegetable matter that's probably still stuck there, and also between my teeth I have dead putrefying meat. And
oh God, I don't know how you can put up with that.
Yes, this is disgusting. I would never have you to my home for a dinner with me and my husband Frank.
Yeah, okay, thank you, Margaret.
All right, Don, thank you.
Jeez, what an embarrassment. I come on with you clowns to have my to talk about my breath.
Well, boy, that's a really good thing, Mr. Henry.
Yeah, I'm glad we ripped the lid off that guy. What a freak, you know?
Well, I think we all can learn a lesson from Don Mixa. You have to brush after every meal, and if your teeth are turning green, I think that's a cause for alarm. I think that's funky. That is funky, dunky, hunky, dunky. Let me tell you that.
What the hell are you talking about, Phil? You sound like a weird ass.
Well, this has been the Phil Henry Show, executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved on Podcast One. I'm Phil Henry.
And I'm Margaret Gray. And this has been the Margaret Gray Players. We hope you enjoyed it.
The part of Phil Henry played by Margaret Gray. The part of Margaret Gray played by Bud Dickman.
That's me.
The part of Robert Leonard played by Phil Henry. The part of Bud Dickman played by General Galen Shaw. The part of Phil Henry played by me. I think that's...
And Mavis.
Oh, and the part of Bob Bacon played by Mavis Leonard. Thank you very much, Mavis.
Yeah, I had a good time, thank you. Mama came to the door with a teardrop in her eye. Johnny said, don't cry, Mama. Smiled and waved goodbye. Don't you know? To number one. Suddenly everyone loved to hear him sing a song.